Mission Hospital is leading the way in providing you with the most advanced diagnostic care in the world, part of the St. Joseph Health System. And now it's time for Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
The BRCA gene test is a blood test that uses DNA analysis to identify harmful changes or mutations in either one or two of your breast cancer susceptible genes. My guest is Dr. Stephen Simon. He's board certified in diagnostic radiology at Mission Hospital. So, Dr. Simon, what is the BRCA gene or BRCA gene?
Well, the BRCA gene is actually, there are two genes, the BRCA1 and the BRCA2. And everybody has them. It's, when you hear BRCA positive, it's not as though they're the ones that have that gene and you don't. Actually, everybody has that gene. And matter of fact, most mammals that have been tested have that gene. And it's a very good gene to have because what it does is it codes for a protein that repairs DNA. Because DNA is broken all the time by things like free radicals from oxygen metabolism or chemicals like tobacco smoke or ultraviolet light. And the protein that this gene makes repairs the DNA, and we all like to have that. But there are some people who have a mutation in the BRCA genes, and then that protein is either not made or it's faulty when it's made. And so when the breaks occur, they don't have the protein to fix it anymore. And if there are enough breaks in the DNA, enough damage to the DNA, you eventually get a cancer.
So genetic testing really seems to be the wave of the future, you know, maybe catching things even before they would crop up. So who should be tested for the BRCA gene?
Well, the BRCA gene is actually very rare. The BRCA gene is only in less than 1% of the population. But even though it's less than 1% of the population, it's responsible for 5 to 10% of all breast cancers and about 15% of all ovarian cancers. And so the people who are tested are people really who have a family history of breast cancer or ovarian cancer. And so you want to check your family history, and if there's been a lot of breast cancer or ovarian cancer, you should really check with the geneticist so they can all map it out for you. But the recommendations are that if you have two first-degree female relatives with breast cancer, and that would be like a mother or a sister or daughter, one of whom was diagnosed younger than 50, that would be one. Or if you had three or more first- or second-degree relatives, then the second degree would be like a grandmother or a granddaughter or an aunt or a niece with breast cancer. Or if you had both breast and ovarian cancer among first- and second-degree relatives, a first-degree relative diagnosed with cancer in both breasts, two or more first- or second-degree relatives diagnosed with ovarian cancer, or a male relative with breast cancer. Those are all situations where you'd say, you really need to be tested because that's just too much cancer in the family. It can be sporadic, but a lot of times that might be genetic, and so those people should be tested.
Does insurance cover the BRCA test?
Yes, it, for the most part it does, and especially the new, you know, after the Affordable Care Act, they actually do cover them. And not only do they cover them as far as insurance goes, but also the insurance companies can't discriminate against you because there's an act that's called GINA, which was passed a couple of years ago, which says that you can't discriminate against because of your genetic makeup. And so that's important. I think a lot of people would maybe hesitate to get a gene test because they think, well, what happens when the insurance company finds out about that? But they can't discriminate against you. There's a law against that. And so if you have that family history and there's a lot of breast cancer and or ovarian cancer in your family, you really should be tested because not only do you have an increased risk if you have the gene, but also your family might. And so it's important not only for you, but for your family.
So if you do the test and you test positive, you know, I'm sure it's something nobody wants to see, that test. Does it mean you will develop breast cancer, or is it just you have a very high odds?
No, it just means that you have an increased risk of breast cancer. And so it does not necessarily mean you'll have breast cancer. The chances of, but they are very high. So if you have a BRCA1, you have maybe 65% chance of getting breast cancer, and BRCA2 is up to about 45% chance. If and also you have about 39% chance of getting ovarian cancer, and so the chances are very high. But there are people with the BRCA1 or 2 mutation who do not get breast cancer. And so you have to weigh that against what you want to do prophylactically to modify your risk.
What does it mean if you're testing negative? So you just don't have that gene, or you might at some point?
Well, no, you either have the gene or you don't have the gene, but a negative test, unfortunately, does not necessarily mean negative. It's very clear if you have a relative with a BRCA mutation and you test for that specific mutation, and if you don't have that mutation, then you are negative, and you can at least feel reassured that you don't have the gene, and you can know that your risk factor will be back to normal. But if you don't have that known mutation, then there are false negatives. There are mutations that we don't know what they do, and so a negative is not necessarily as clear-cut as we would like to have it.
Okay, so if you test positive, and then this is where some of the controversy, there's been media coverage, you know, all kinds of things. Do you then be the watch and wait person and get more mammograms, maybe, you know, start earlier or get 2 a year or, you know, follow up much more often? Or do you just continue along as you would?
No, you definitely would not continue on as you would. You would definitely start having breast examinations by a physician between about age 25 and 35, or if there was someone in your family who'd had breast cancer at an early age, you'd want to start 10 years before that age. Also, if you do have the BRCA1 or 2 mutation, you'd also, besides getting mammograms at an early age, you'd want to start getting MRIs at an early age, because it's a very, very sensitive test, and it will pick up things that the mammogram doesn't. But the mammogram picks up things that the MRI doesn't, and so it's not as though one is exclusive to the other. Now, for the ovarian cancer, there's really no screening test that we have that has been shown to decrease death from ovarian cancer. We recommend that people get clinical exams, check the CA125, which is a blood test that you check, and get transvaginal ultrasound. But again, that's not going to decrease your risk. What would decrease your risk is it would be doing a prophylactic removal of the ovaries and the fallopian tubes. And that actually has the added advantage that you have decreased hormones in your body for a premenopausal woman. That would decrease your risk of breast cancer because of the decreased estrogen.
Okay, now, because estrogen grows things and you're getting rid of how it's produced. What about other prevention, you know, like a mastectomy? Or if you get a mastectomy because you find out that you are, you know, you have this mutation, does that then say you will not get breast cancer, or can it still then go on the walls?
It does not mean you will not get breast cancer. It decreases your risk quite a bit, but the breast tissue goes all the way up to the collarbone. It goes into your armpit. And so when they do a mastectomy, they take out about 98% of the tissue. That's about as much as they can get. And so it decreases the risk quite a bit, but not totally. There's always the risk, and so you always have to be vigilant. You have to do self-exams on that bit of tissue that's there. That, of course, that's very easy, fortunately, because there's just a little bit of tissue. And so when things pop up in that area, it's usually very easy to see. Now, there's one more thing that you can do as sort of prevention. That's what's called chemo prevention. And you can use what's called a tamoxifen or another drug called raloxifene. And some people use that. It's not really clear if they work, you know, as well as they do in as far as mastectomy or taking out the ovaries. But some people use that because it is an anti-cancer drug. Also, if you use oral contraceptives, that may decrease your ovarian cancer risk with people with BRCA mutations.
So the chemo prevention, tamoxifen or raloxifene, you know, Avista, you're taking these things. Is this now going to be a lifetime thing? Is it for a 5-year period? Are there side effects, things you don't, you know, want to go along with it?
Well, there are side effects, especially there are blood clots. There's osteoporosis. Tamoxifen has more side effects than raloxifene does, and most people would use tamoxifen first, but if you couldn't tolerate that because of side effects, they put you on raloxifene. Like I said, that's actually not as clear an indication as it is for other tumors or other people besides the BRCA people. But some people do that. Like I said, the mastectomy and the removal of the ovaries really is the thing that would decrease your risk the most.
So if it runs in your family, direct relatives, more than one, two, or three, you can get tested for the BRCA mutation gene. And then, you know, that's when you meet with someone like Dr. Stephen Simon from Mission Hospital and decide what your next move is. You're listening to Mission Radio. For more information, you can go to missionforhealth.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening.